This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and as always, I'm always so glad you guys decided to join with me this week again. And so many people, so many friends of the ministry have contacted us through our customer service email and have told my staff repeatedly, these podcasts save my life. These podcasts feed life into me. You know, I love your books, Jeremy. I love your courses, and I'm so glad and honored to be able to get all the good news, you know, receive all that good energy and good positive, you know, things that Lord has placed upon your heart, and you know, to tell me, because that helps me to actually get more an idea and sort of leverage out exactly what I feel is balanced in the sense of bringing stuff to you guys to really help you guys to strengthen you, make you the overcomers and the victors you're called to be, you know, in the kingdom. And I'm so honored by that. And so continue, if you guys want to continue sending us emails, let us know what you like about the podcast and my books and my courses. You know, let us know maybe future topics you'd like to maybe see me get into. I'd love to be able to hear from you guys. So definitely do that today. So today I want to talk to you about basically how to deal with situations that come up in your life. How to deal with situations, because so many people go through so many issues today that I notice that it's like they get overwhelmed by it. They don't know how to deal with it. Now, me included, I have been notorious. I've been known to be able to do the same thing, to have maybe a situation come up in my life where I don't know what to do with it. And so if you look at the overall big picture of it, it gets overwhelming, is it not? I mean, so many pieces of the puzzle in our lives that we can't define. You know, sometimes we sort of put all the pieces together on the table without sort of breaking them down, you know, by maybe the colors of something or the pieces that maybe look like would fit this part of the puzzle. Instead, we just sort of pour the box out on the table, and there's like all these hundreds of pieces of puzzle on a table that make no sense, and we tend to look at the big picture of that, and we get overwhelmed by it, don't we? Because we don't know where to start, we don't know what to do, you know, it's just over, it's too much, it's an overload. And you know what, that's how life tends to be sometimes for us, because when you don't stop, look, and listen, and maybe go through some of the points I want to bring to you today, then sometimes it can be very overwhelming. So any situation you face in your life right now, make sure you're always dissecting it. Make sure you're always beginning to understand that if I see this huge situation in its fullness, just up front with no definition, no understanding, no peace, then I will get overwhelmed. You're not being negative when you say that. It's just the way of life when we tend to look at something from the wrong perspective that we need to see it from, you know, that we don't need to see it from, and it's going to overwhelm us. And so you don't ever want to do that. Here's what you want to do when you approach situations in your life, okay? And I want to give you a couple of steps today that are very easy, very simplistic to do, but really it'll help guide you into other situations of your life that maybe you're like, I can't tackle this right now. I can't handle it. I'm going to put it on the shelf of my life. I'll deal with it another day, you know, and you don't want to sort of tap into that to really, you know, discover what that situation needs to be saying to you or what you can learn from it. So the first point I want to bring to you today is make a list of every single thing you cannot change about the situation. You might say, well, that sounds a little negative about things I can't change. No, trust me. If you make a list and sort of take every piece of the puzzle, here's what you do. Life is like a puzzle. When you see a puzzle, I put together a puzzle recently, a matter of fact. So if you're, let's say you pour the box of the pieces of the puzzle on the table. Let's say you might have 100 pieces to a puzzle, and yet you see the finished work, maybe on the box, of how it sort of looks in the sense of, you know, how it should be. And so what do? You take all the pieces on the table, and instead of being overwhelmed by it, you know what to do. What do? You see the big picture, and maybe, let's say, for example, if on the big picture there's a guy with a blue shirt on, or maybe there's a sunset of orange, you know, sunset in the background of the picture. So what do? You find use of the pieces of the puzzle, maybe that match the color, maybe of the blue shirt. Put all the blue pieces together, and then all of a sudden, let's find the orange pieces that match the sunset. Put all that over here, and then you sit here and you say, well, maybe there's a table in the picture. Table's brown, so let's pull all the brown pieces over here. You begin to dissect it. Now here's the key thing you want to understand. You know how to do this. When people say, I can't deal with situations, it's overwhelming, I said, sure you can. You can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. You can do anything you want to do as long as you know how to be able to approach the situation. To me, approaching something and presenting this, what I call presentation, those are the key factors right there of your life. If you can learn to bring presentation to something you're trying to present, and if you can learn how to approach the right way, guess what? Life will be easier for you, a lot easier for you. I talk to people so many times throughout the day in my life coaching sessions who say, Jeremy, my issue is it just overwhelms me. I can't handle it. And I can hear their heart begin to race more. You know, almost like the blood pressure is coming up and their emotions start beginning to go crazy because even the thought of something overwhelming scares people. But if you would begin to take a look at the pieces and say, okay, the overall needs to be like this, and you start slowly putting pieces of the brown over here, the orange over here, the blue over here, then guess what? You're on the right track. Because what you're doing is you're speaking strategy into the puzzle, into the situation. So what you want to do is make a list of everything, first of all, you can't change about the situation, and make a list of things that you feel like you can change about the situation. Because if I determine what I just cannot do, sure, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. We brought that up. But you have to remember, not everything for you is a necessity. Not everything for you needs to be the Superman of the situation to save it all. So you have to know your own boundaries to say, you know what, I might could take care of all this, but I don't feel like I need to do this over here. I don't feel like in this situation I need to tackle it. So notice what you're capable in the now moment of doing versus what you're capable of not doing right now. Because what you want to do in a big situation is slowly approach it to begin to break it down, dissect it, right? Once you dissect something, all of a sudden it becomes easier for you to understand. So when you get the pieces of the puzzle, let's say for example, over here, and you're looking at these and you're saying, okay, here's the orange pieces, here's the blue pieces, you're on the right track. Why? Because you recognize that I can see the fragmentation through the blueness of these pieces, so I know these are parts of this shirt from the puzzle. I know that these orange pieces over here are going to be part of the sunset, and so you're already getting your knowing and your understanding level of, even though, you know, the shirt might not be put together in the pieces of that puzzle, but you recognize that there's nothing blue on that page. Think about it. If you look on the box of a puzzle, and let's say there's only one part of the picture that's blue, maybe a guy or girl's blue shirt she's wearing or he's wearing. So you break down the pieces, put the blue pieces over here. The moment you do, guess what? You recognize there's nothing on the graphic that's blue except for the shirt. So I'm doing good. So I put them over here. So all of a sudden, when you broke it down, guess what you did? You already probably took away maybe 30% of the puzzle to put it over here to recognize those blue pieces are the shirt, and all of a sudden you start feeling a little better, a little bit more confident, because you're recognizing, hey, wait a minute, this is going pretty good here. This is good. I've eliminated and eradicated 30% of it. Now here's the thing that you have to remember as well. When you look at those pieces of that you recognize are blue, of the maybe the blue shirt of this, of the big picture of the puzzle, even though they're not together, they're not pieced together, but you still have this calming sensation about you that says, but at least I know where they go. That I can deal with these in a little bit, put them together, because I know these blue pieces will make that shirt up. So guess what? You still have something that is fragmented, but yet you're not worried about it. How come you're not? Because you've already made a decision in your brain to say, this over here is part of the shirt, so I'm not even going to worry about it because I know where this belongs. Sure, I still have to put it together. How do you guarantee that's the shirt? Because you recognize the color. And so you learn to dissect, you learn to figure out, you learn to strategize, and guess what? You don't get frustrated because you understand, I have to start in the small things. I love the scripture that says, if you're faithful in the small things, God will make you faithful and ruler over many things. Why is that? Because when you learn to be faithful in the small things, you learn to master the small things. The small things are putting pieces over here that are blue, that we know are part of the puzzle, that's the blue shirt of that person. We recognize the orange on that whole picture. It's going to be the sunset, so we put this over here. But think about it. You have already trained yourself not to be overwhelmed because you don't even allow it to hit you. Why? Because you're guaranteed, this is the shirt, this is the sunset, this is the table. I'm on a good roll. So I'm breaking down, I'm putting pieces in a percentage. This is about 25% over here of the puzzle, which makes up the shirt. Here's about 20% over here that makes up the table. Here's about, you know, 25% over here that makes up the sunset. So you've already broken it down. You've already put a percentage and the categorization in which they need to go, so you're doing pretty good already. But how come you don't stress out? Because you know, if I'm faithful in the small things to master these small things, and the small things doesn't even have to be something you understand. But yet when you break it down, you have a better chance, for lack of better words, of understanding something small and mastering it more than you do something big. So many people come to me in sessions and when I prophesy to them and they say, God, tell me I'm going to be a multi-billionaire. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, first of all, you're over here barely paying your bills. You're, I'll call you a hundredaire, not a thousandaire or even a millionaire. I'm going to call you a hundredaire because that's all you know how to deal with if, at that. And you're already talking about a big scale that you think God spoke to you about being a multi-billionaire on that level, but yet you're still struggling paying your bills. You've never even had $1 million to deal with. You've never known what it's like to invest over $1,000, much less have you even ever invested money, period. So you have to understand. I'm not going to judge the fact that did God speak that to you, but I'm going to tell you right now, 99.9% of the time when God speaks to you, here's what he does. Think about Abraham. Abraham, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. Now, is that a big deal? It is a big deal. But think about the jump in that. And he began to explain after that. He began to explain, here's basically what that looks like. Think about that. Because God will never, never, ever skip from step 1 to step 10 in your life. I mean, overwhelm you because you've never even dealt anything even close to that measure. And yet not even give you a strategy of how it's going to happen. Not even share with you something that's realistic and practical. And we could say general or simplistic of the first stages of the steps you can do. So I'm not going to judge the word of the Lord that God told you or that or what God put on your spirit. But I will tell you this. God never really moved that way in the Bible. Because even with Elijah, when he said, you know, Elijah was sitting by the brook and he stayed there for a long time. The brook dried up and God came to defeat him by the raven because he was sort of on his own. And all of a sudden he says, get up and go to Zarephath. And here's the great thing I love right after that. And when you get up and go to Zarephath, you're going to find a woman. You're going to find this. You're going to find that. And all of a sudden he gave him strategy of something to do. Was it a still huge big faith step that he needed to go to Zarephath? Absolutely. Is it still a big faith step for Abraham to say, I'm going to make you the father of many nations? Sure it was. But at least there was something practical. It doesn't take away from the faith, but there's something of practicality right there that says, but here's how you're going to sort of start off. Because God will never, let me make something very plain to you. God will never tell you anything that is so far out of your range. I mean, it's not even reachable, approachable at all, and still not give you the first steps that would even get you halfway to thinking on the road to get on. Follow the yellow brick road, Dorothy. Well, why? Here's the thing. Even in the Wizard of Oz, she knew what she was following. Was it still a faith step for her to get on the yellow brick road? Absolutely it was. I know this is not a real story, but, you know, hey, it's a great story to go by. Was it still a faith step for her in this foreign land to get on the yellow brick road to go to this place called Oz? Absolutely. It was still a powerful stretch of her faith, but yet in the storyline, you know what? She knew, here's the first step. Just follow the yellow brick road. And along the path of her yellow brick road, she started meeting these characters, the lion, you know, the scarecrow. She began to meet these characters, and as she met them, things began to make a little bit more sense to her. Things began to happen more, and so she got more pieces as she took a step of faith on the very thing she was told to do, and that is stay on the yellow brick road. But still, even then, God showed her where the yellow brick road would lead her to. So if God, if you feel like you're getting this goal or vision or dream or whatever, or this prophetic word, where God's going to make an multi-billionaire, 90% of the time, 99.9% of the time, God would say, I'm going to make you a thousandaire first. God would start off with a level of something that actually is a little more tangible, a little bit more realistic, a little bit more approachable, a little bit more, you know, out there just enough, stretch you there, and then to prophesy to you again and say, hey, now I'm going to make you a multimillionaire. Here's the steps to it. Follow the yellow brick road, A, B, C, D. You get there, you master that. All of a sudden, it's like, and by the way, thus saith the Lord, you're going to become a billionaire. I mean, see, when I hear people that tend to be so far out there, I'm like, I don't mean this bad, but you're destined to set yourself up for failure. And you're going to come back and resent yourself. You're going to blame God. You're going to question if you heard from God. Because people ask me, well, how do I know it's from God? I always say this. It's going to be a huge step of faith. Absolutely. Whatever God tells us to do, it's going to be a huge step of faith. And most of the time, we've probably never heard of the place he's taking us to. Or 90% of the time, he's going to tell you things that you're not even aware of. But through that process, He'll at least tell you steps to take that is practical, that will help you, and you just take just the first step of action, and it's going to lead you to the next step, because you've got to be faithful in the small things. Put it this way, God will never go against His word in the sense of saying, I'm going to make you a multi-billionaire, but by the way, pardon my language, but just screw the scripture, because that's not going to apply to you. You see, no being ugly or nasty, but that's what I'm trying to say. He will never do that. And so if the scripture says, be faithful in the small things, and you've already got your head in the clouds of a billionaire status, and you're just not worried about what you have right now, not worried about all this stuff, because all this stuff's going to pass away, because one day God's going to make me a billionaire, you know what? Then you're destined to fail. You will fail. I'm not prophesying over you. You will fail. It's just the way of the universe, because God sets into motion for you to take small steps and master those steps first and foremost. And then He'll tell you more prophetic words. But when you take action, then more prophetic words will come down the road. If not, question if that's really from the Lord. First of all, and second of all, if you're hearing the same thing over and over again, then obviously He's telling you, just take the first step at least. Do something. So I wanted to sort of tell you this stuff today, because I really believe sometimes a lot of us can begin to be overwhelmed with situations and not know what to do with them. And I would say, when you begin to break it down, because put it this way, God breaks it down for you as well. When He prophesies to you, He breaks it down for you as well. Hey, Elijah, go to Zarephath. Here's the breaking down. And when you get there, you will find a woman. Blah, 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 blah. You know, hey, David, I'm going to make you, you know, king of Israel. I'm going to anoint you by this prophet. And here's what you're going to do. I mean, there's always these steps and these things of process and this evolutionary thing we call journey of experience that will take you there. But you got to master the small things. And right now, your main focus is focusing on the small things you got to master first. Don't focus on some big, huge, out of the sky, by and by, thing that God is, that you feel like that you want to accomplish or achieve, or God's told you. Because it's not going to happen if you don't know the steps in which to take it in, and at least put the action to your feet to be able to take the first steps. So here's the key thing. Strategy. Break down situations. Put pieces over here that you know are part of something. Put pieces over here you know that is part of something. And you're breaking down the percentage rate. You're breaking it down to know this percentage is going to be taken away from the puzzle because I know what this is. Not together yet, but I know what this is. And you begin to master the small things. When you're putting together a puzzle, no one on planet Earth has ever poured out the pieces of the puzzle on a big table and just all of a sudden grab one and just say, I wonder what this one goes to. Let's see. I wonder what this piece out of the other 99 pieces, I wonder what this goes to. Huh. I'll grab this over here. Maybe this is part of it. No one does that. Most everyone breaks it down by colors. And then once you break it down by colors, you break it down into those individual colors, and you begin to say, well, this piece looks like, because it's part of blue, maybe it snaps into this one, pops into this one, whatever. But that's a key thing. And you won't get overwhelmed so easy. Situations won't bother you as bad when you learn to break it down of what you know you can't do and what you can do in the situation. Anything of life that is overwhelming to you, here's what I'm going to recommend to you. Sit back, take a deep breath, and maybe walk away from it for a minute. Come back to the situation, then say, okay, you know what? I've calmed down for a moment. Now here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to break it down, strategize, know what I can and can't do, figure out of the first step of what I know I can do right now, maybe because I have the tools, spiritual tools, natural tools, the money, the no money, the peace, the no peace. I know what I have now that I can master since I've broken it down. And once you do it, voila, you'll become a master of the big things after a while because you've proven yourself. See, God, I believe God wants us to prove ourselves. I do. I don't think it's wrong to say that. I think sometimes God wants us to prove ourselves to Him by saying, if you give me something, God, I'll master it and work with it. Because if I don't and I make a flop out of it, do you really think God's going to make you something bigger? If you can't pay your bills and you're in debt over your ears and you're past 30, 60 days of paying your credit card, your Visa, your MasterCard, or American Express, whatever, or maybe, and you have a track record of that, trust me, God's not going to speak to you and say, I'm going to make you into a multi-billionaire. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Because you have proven yourself that you have not fulfilled the mastery of small things. And trust me, you can work out things to where you can strategize and get your bills paid. Been there, done that years ago. So I know it works. And when you master these things, life begins to change for you, and you can call it evolving into something new or different or bigger. But either way, whatever you want to call it, it's going to happen to you. So I want to encourage you guys to do that today. All right. Now, one thing I want to say before I close this podcast is this: I think what would really help all of you out. I have a combo that has been one of our best-selling combos, hands down, on our website. It's called Creating Your Soul Map. So if you go to the website, it's called Creating Your Soul Map Combo. Put in those words, Creating Your Soul Map Combo. When you do, it's going to give you the book and the workbook to it. I want to encourage every last one of you, because the book is really thick, Creating Your Soul Map, and the workbook is going to help you out, because these two things are going to teach you how to be able to get a vision board, how to begin to focus on things, how to begin to strategize, what to do to begin to build your future, build what it is you need. Because let me tell you something, positive thinking is powerful. Creating thoughts become things is powerful, but you have to put action to all of it. And if you don't know how to strategize, categorize, break things down, know what to focus on, how to be positive, then your future is not going to hold a lot of power. Let me just be honest with you. And I want that power to be yours, that the God's promised you. So order today from identitynetwork.net, Creating Your Soul Map Combo. And we'll ship it to you. I'll autograph the books for you, or the book it is, that is. And if you want to order by phone, call our office and say, I want to order the Creating Your Soul Map Combo. Make sure Jeremy autographs the book as well. And I'll be glad to do it for you guys, because I want to help you. I want to teach you how to strategize and know the steps to take for this beautiful, amazing life in which you live. So have a blessed day today. Don't forget, go and create the reality you want to create for your life, because God's waiting on you with the paintbrush to paint your day and present that to Him. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.